This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. In case you missed it, the 44th Annual World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off was last weekend in California. This year, the new all-time world record pumpkin was 2,363 pounds. The prize was $7 a pound for that pumpkin. So quick math, 2,363 times 7, $16,541. That's a pretty good prize. And a pretty good-sized pumpkin. A lot of pies there, huh? Oh, no, that's right. We make pies out of squash now, don't we? Two new studies, one in the UK and the other conducted at Northwestern University, with both finding humans love dogs more than other humans. One study conducted two identical fake charity campaigns, one with a dog and the other featuring a man. The dog campaign drew more donations. The other study showed people faked news clippings about a baseball bat attack on a victim, but they showed different victims. A puppy, a grown dog, an infant, and a 30-year-old man. The story with the puppy provoked the most sympathy, followed by the baby. The least sympathy was shown for the grown man. New week, so maybe you're trying to make a new habit stick. Maybe losing weight, working out, drinking more water, whatever it is. You have the better chance of sticking to it if you do it first thing in the morning. New study of people try to get into the habit of doing a simple 15-second stretch every day. Half of them did it in the morning, right after they woke up. The other half tried to do it at night before they went to bed. The ones who stretched in the morning started doing it out of habit a lot sooner than the ones who stretched at night. The morning group started doing it without even thinking after 105 days. The people who did it at night, it took 154 days. To become a habit, almost 50% longer. Authors of the study think it has to do with the stress hormone cortisol. Other studies have shown a link between cortisol levels and forming habits. But there's much more cortisol in your body in the morning than at night. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Back to work this morning. Were you on time? 47% of bosses don't mind if you're late every now and then. And another 10% don't care at all as long as you get your work done. But some of the dumbest excuses they've heard include, my hair got caught in a fan. I was stuck in an elevator with a kid who pushed all the buttons. My dog ate my keys. Geese chased me on my way to my car. And I thought I was still on vacation. By now you've heard the Boy Scouts will now admit girls, young ladies, being allowed to climb all the way to Eagle Scouts just like the guys, starting next year. Young girls will be allowed to join Cub Scouts, and at first the dens will be a single gender. Then they'll mingle in older years. Apparently the Girl Scouts are not happy with this. Why shouldn't a girl be an Eagle Scout? Word out from the National Retail Federation that we spent a scary amount of money on Halloween. This year, $9.1 billion. $2.7 of that was just candy. Speaking of money, it looks like millennials are now making cash obsolete. According to a new survey, young adults use electronic methods of paying for stuff so much they could make cash a thing of the past. Because they've experienced a recession, they're using debit cards more than credit cards. Either way, it's cards, not cash. And they don't go to the bank very often. Instead, they do their banking through their smartphones. Again, no cash. Economists crunched the numbers through the decades. They've discovered that beer has never been cheaper. Back in 1952, adjusted for inflation, people paid an average of $5.93 a pint at the bar. The actual price back then was 65 cents. Thanks to increased competition, supply, and improved manufacturing systems, a pint of beer at the bar cost about $3.99. These days, bottoms up. Circle the calendar for next Wednesday night, the Michigan Maritime Museum hosting Speaker Jeffrey Reynolds from the Joint Archives of Holland to present his research on the fascinating boat building industry in Holland. His presentation on the ways to victory building boats for World War II in Holland, Michigan, will be held Wednesday the 15th, 6:30 to 7:30 at the museum. Want more information? Visit MichiganMaritimeMuseum.org or call the museum at 637-8078. Knucklehead news, surprisingly, out of Florida today, where a man wasn't teenage and definitely a mutant, as he broke into a Target store in an effort to sharpen his ninja skills. Christopher Zaire Atkins was spotted sneaking into the store in the wee hours of the morning, and when cops arrived, he was still in the parking lot. Officers searched the 25-year-old, found he was carrying a duffel bag containing 10 books, 10 DVDs, a DVD player, Bluetooth headphones, money, and a clock. Oddly, none of those items had been stolen from the Target. In fact, Atkins didn't swipe a single item. He told police he broke into the store because he was reading the book Naruto Volume 5, which was teaching him how to become a ninja and enter a secured area. Although he didn't take anything, he was still charged with first-degree burglary. The nincompoop ninja. That's the Daily Buzz. If you spy something I should be buzzing about here on Cozy, please get it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. Send me a message on Twitter, at SuperHitsPaul. Facebook message will do as well. Or fax is 637-2675. You can even drop the info off here at the station if it's after hours. Remember, podcasts of this and other Daily Buzzes are available online at WCSY.com and on great podcasting outlets like iTunes. Become a member of the Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I am Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great week.